What happens when 30 students must build a home in the course of a school year? Well, we are about to find out. Last week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY, on our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, we talked with the morning class of the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. Today, we're going to talk with some of the members of the afternoon class. Joining us is teaching assistant Grant Welch, along with some of his students that he has out on site at the latest house. This is house number 52. The program itself is 53 years in the making. Of course, there was a little setback with COVID, so this is the 52nd house. And Grant, we're so excited because you also have a wonderful fundraiser coming up, the big pancake supper we're going to tell everyone about. But since we last spoke, how far along is this house, Grant, right now?
Well, you know, I'd like to start off by, you know, thank you for having us on again. It's always wonderful to be here. The house is moving along, you know, really in good progress. We've just completed our second floor and we're starting floor trusses, hopefully the end of this week and into next week before Thanksgiving.
Grant, do the students actually do the second floor trusses?
Roof trusses, I'm sorry. And yes, they do. They do. The students do 100% of the framing. They get no outside help. It's them with Mark Valchine, the teacher, and I, and they take control of it.
Incredible. Let's talk with those students about that. We have with us Drew Jackson. He's a senior at Huron High School. Anna Ortega, senior at Huron as well. We have a third senior from Huron, Zyers Ruff, and from Community High School, senior Alex Enrique Shakespeare. Now, which of you have actually done those roof trusses?
It would be, I did Alex, Z, and Anna.
All right. So what was that like, Alex?
So when we were installing the roof trusses, I was on the ground. So I would have a rope connected to the truss that would connect to the crane, and I would help them kind of set it in place when they would shoot it in.
Wow. Zyers, what was that like for you? What was your experience?
Well, basically, we were kind of split up in different teams. That's how we kind of operate. Everybody has a role in everything we do. And, you know, what I had to do was, you know, I was on one side of the house, you know, nailing things once it was set. So, you know, I had to make sure it was getting in place and make sure everything was on this line and everything's lined up correctly. You know.
Was that kind of nerve-wracking to have that responsibility?
I mean, a little bit, especially for your first time. But, you know, once we had a lot of communication, everybody was on the same board, you know, you kind of get used to it.
So, Anna, there you are building a house. And it's going up before your eyes. What was your role in all of this?
I was in the upstairs ground crew, and I was just passing up spreaders, making sure everything was going as well, and as well as communicating with the team. And just being serious at that time. We're up in the air.
You're up in the air, right? I'm hearing a theme here. Communication is extremely important. Grant, how do you make sure that your students understand that?
So a lot of it is having that conversation with them beforehand, making sure everybody's on the same page. There are certain days where we're able to have a little bit more fun and be a little bit more relaxed. And there are certain days that we have to have, you know, focus. And we tell them, you know, the days before, hey, this trust day is coming up. You know, make sure this starts, you know, the night before getting good sleep. Make sure you have good breakfast on this, you know, much like you would for any other sports thing or any sort of serious thing. We want to get them prepared and then, you know, having everybody be on the same page. So we teach them hand signals to work with the crane operator. And so those are all a standard that we go over. And we practice it. We practice it beforehand, and it's a little rough the first couple, and then, you know, they get the hang of it.
Drew Jackson, this is the first year for you in the program, is that right?
Yeah.
And so your experience so far, what kinds of things have you been working on?
We've mostly just been framing up the walls so far and then installing the subfloors for – I've only done the second floor for a subfloor.
And what's that like, you know?
I have a good time. It's pretty fun. I like being hands-on with everything and learning hands-on. I don't like sitting down in the classroom all the time.
So this really is a class for you then, to be able to actually create something and see it coming to life right before your eyes. Had you done anything like this prior in your life?
I run a lawn care business, so it's kind of the same thing, instant gratification. You get to see what you do as you do it.
How long have you had your lawn care business now?
About 2 years.
2 years. You know, Grant, a lot of these kids, I mean, these are entrepreneurs in the making, because I know that they go on into the trades and many of them start their own companies as well. And that's the beauty of this program, isn't it?
Absolutely. The networking we get through BRAG, through the support of local builders and remodelers, you know, to hire in students, you know, to get experience, then a couple years out, start their own business. Or just right out the gate, you know, start their own business. And then a lot of them will go to college for construction management and then, you know, travel around the country doing work and then come back and either start their own business or work with a local local builder. So there is a real lot of opportunities with the students here.
And they're doing this as high school students. That's what is so remarkable. And the fact the program's been around for 53 years here, and there are other programs across the country now that have modeled their programs after this one. You really couldn't do this without the support of all those trades, those other businesses, and the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Funding needs to happen here. How does all that come together, Grant?
So we have, we're actually, for the funding of the program, we're self-sustaining. So the sale of the house goes into it. But that, you know, the house is only one aspect of the program. You know, the students are another big one, and getting them prepared to go on to the next steps, you know, with scholarships and different grants that we have available. That's all fundraised through local charities or local events. Like coming up, we have a pancake supper. And that pancake supper is going to be Tuesday, November 29th at Pioneer. And we can have some of the students tell a little bit more about it.
Let's do that. I want to tell everyone, because the community, I know, is going to want to come out and support this program. It's called Flipping Out with Student Builders. And in a moment, we're going to talk more about the current house they're building. And by the way, last year's house sold for over, I think, $600,000. So, I mean, these are the real deal here. And I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more about what this house is going to look like. But students, tell us a little bit about Flipping Out with Student Builders. As Mr. Welch said, it's Tuesday, November 29th at Pioneer High School in the cafeteria from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Let's find out what, you know, your responsibilities are going to be. Have you assigned kids yet, Grant, on that?
We have not. That's what's coming up. We have a sign-up sheet on the different roles, different things we can do. This is going to be the first year in a couple years that we've been able to have our pancake supper because of COVID. So they're going to be experiencing it for the first time.
All right. So let's find out, Drew, what's your impression of the pancake supper? Tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing.
I think we're going to be cooking all of our pancakes serving all the pancakes. Sorry.
Who's cooking them? Who's flipping them? Who's doing that, Grant?
the Culinary Arts,
oh,
I believe.
Awesome.
At Pioneer will do that.
Fantastic. All right. So you guys are going to serve them. And Anna, it's going to be kind of fun, I think, to see people come out and support, you know, the endeavors that you guys have been doing. How many kids are actually going to be on site, do you think? I don't know how many you have in your program there.
So at the we have total 30 students this year, I believe. And so at the pancake supper, it's actually one of the first times where both classes get to come together.
Oh, wow.
And normally it's because of we pull from all the different high schools, you know, here on Community in the afternoon, Pioneer Skyline, and Pathways in the morning. They really don't get a lot of interaction between them. So
yeah,
pancake supper, everybody comes together.
I'm sure they're they're comparing notes at that time of what it's been like for the morning and the afternoon classes. All right, Anna, I want you to invite people out to the pancake supper. Tell everyone about it.
I mean, this is like my first year doing it, so I really don't know what it's like. It's from 5 to 7:30. The tickets are $10 each at the door.
All right, so you can actually get them at the door that evening on the 29th. In November. And Zyers, you know, again, people are going to be wanting these pancakes because we haven't had it last couple years, as you heard Mr. Welch say. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I even spoke with some of my, you know, classmates from last year who plan to attend. So it's kind of a big thing for everybody to kind of get together as a community and come support our program.
All right. And are the tickets only at the door then, Grant, or?
For if you know one of the students or can get in contact with any of the students, they're given tickets to sell. But for everybody else that doesn't have a direct line to us, they would be at the door.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure they can get them at Bragg Ann Arbor as well, which is located over on the west side of town. And you can call the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor at 996-0100, 996-0100. Again, coming up on Tuesday, November 29th at the Pioneer High School cafeteria from 5 to 7:30 p.m. So, Alex, tell us what this house is going to look like that you guys are building.
We have our house is going to be a two-story house. I think we're going to have blue siding, right, Coach?
Dark colored siding. Pat Durston, our realtor, she's in charge of all the color selections, and I'm not sure if she's finalized those, but we're going with modern farmhouse look, with a dark colored siding. And white windows, and I believe white trim on the outside.
I love dark colored siding. That's like really in right now. So that's going to be fun to see. But Alex, what else can you describe for us as far as, you know, where this is located and kind of just your impressions of everything?
Oh, yeah. We kind of build our houses right now. We have a couple plots down by Sedgewood Lane. It's by the Menards. It's building this house. It's been kind of interesting because it's similar to the house I built last year, but just there's a few differences, like the layout's a little different, just the site in general, like how much space we have is a little different. And that's kind of interesting to me how it's just like those little differences can really make a...
Yeah, same kind of floor plan, but then things are changed up a little bit. And that is fun to see how things come together and how that design goes. Zyers, tell me, you know, you worked on this last year, and is there anything different this year in what you've been doing or how the project has been going now that you've got 2 years under your belt?
Yeah, the leadership definitely is improved, especially since last year everyone was first year students, you know, because of, you know, the little shutdown. So everybody kind of, you know, is on board this year. We have 4 returning students, which means that we have a lot more leadership who kind of knows what the expectations are. And that allows us to work together and help other students grow. And that helps things move a lot quicker. So we're able to, you know, see, you know, exactly what's going on in the house because we've already, you know, been familiar with the different things. So we're able to see things, but also enlighten the eyes of our other classmates to get on board and move at the same speed that we move in.
Wow, that's marvelous. Had you ever done anything like this before? Tell me about your background.
So, you know, I'm an athlete. I've been playing, you know, sports since I was about 4 or 5 years old.
What's your sport?
Right now, I'm kind of really into football.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few scholarship offers. I'm undecided where I want to go, but I want to major in construction management and eventually own my own construction company. And, you know, so.
I love that. That's great. And do you think your being an athlete has helped you with you know, this kind of work actually building?
Yeah, definitely. You know, outside of the physical aspect, you know, it kind of gives me the competitive mindset to, you know, finish what I started and, you know, just keep pushing, you know, while, you know, even on a cold day, you know, having cold football games. You know, all that will translate, teamwork translates. So all together, you know, like Coach said, you can treat it like a sport, you know, have a positive mindset and, you know, treat everything like a practice because every single day, no matter what we're doing, we're getting better at something.
I love that. And I love that you call Mr. Welch coach because that's what's happening out there, coaching you on this build. Anna, what about your background and what you'd like to do?
So later on, I want to go into interior design and real estate, and I'm planning to probably go to Washtenaw and then transfer to Eastern to study interior design. And this program has really helped me a lot because you get the background of like how a house is built. And interior design, I'm guessing you don't really get so much of that background, just like really designing it. And so this program does help a lot. And you really like once you like. You go home and you see those differences in your house, you're like, that's like all messed up.
It gives you a new appreciation for it, right? I know exactly what you mean, because I've built two houses, not myself, but my houses I had built. And making those kinds of decisions before you actually see what it looks like, that's very hard to do, see something that's not there. And the more you do it, the easier it gets, the better it gets, and the more you understand. So I can see where actually doing the build like you're doing is going to help you actually, you know, the interior design of a home as well. It gives you a new eye. You start noticing a lot of details that I think people take for granted when they walk into their homes. And what about you, Drew? Do you want to go to college? What are your desires?
Well, I'm planning on going to some sort of trade school after high school. I'm not sure on what yet. I'm kind of in home building to see what I like more. But I might take the summer off after school to continue my lawn care business.
Wow.
Just until the summer's over.
Yeah, a lot of kids are doing that kind of thing these days. And trying to getting their, you know, it's good to get your bearings and understand what you want to do. So when you do get the training or the schooling, you know the direction you're going, and it's much easier to attain that. And what about you, Drew? Or I'm sorry, Alex.
I am going to Ferris State next year. Actually, just yesterday I was checking out their construction management program, and only a couple of weeks ago I actually got my acceptance letter. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I like the program over there because it's 2 years, you get an associate's, and then you kind of have a little more options on going further where I want to just leave and take my associate's off and do whatever with that or continue on with my education. And I like that.
Well, it sounds like the world is yours for all of you kids. Great talking with everyone today. Drew Jackson, he's a senior at Huron High School, Anna Ortega, senior at Huron, Zyers Ruff, a senior at Huron, and who you just heard there a moment ago, Alex Enrique Shakespeare, a senior at Community High School. Grant, these kids are so impressive.
Absolutely. We've had, you know, we're blessed with another great year with great students, you know, that have great attitudes, and, you know, they really make our program.
I understand that the house that sold last year that the Ann Arbor Student Industry Building Program built, it was a record sale. And do you think you can beat that this year, especially given the fact that interest rates have gone up and, you know, this housing market's gotten a little stale there because of that?
I have complete faith in our realtor and our boards to, you know, to keep surpassing those limits. And, you know, I can only hope it just helps the program.
Yeah, because as you mentioned earlier, you're pouring that money right back into the next build, which means you've got to find property. And that's something new for you this upcoming year, because you've had all this property you've been using. And now you're on the hunt. How's that going?
So we've been trying to partner with different organizations, and we're still always looking. We're looking for, you know, lots to build on. Future, we have 2 more years in the subdivision we're in, which gives us right at the time to, if the program has to develop land, enough time to do that. So we are in the hunt for more land to continuing the program. And if there's anybody that is interested in, you know, working with our program, selling or, you know, partnering with donations, because we are a 503c nonprofit. You can reach our board through our website, which is the a2studentbuilding.org, or contact Pat Durston directly, and she's a realtor at Reinhardt.
All right. She's terrific. She's been at the forefront of this from the very beginning, and we appreciate that and all the support that the members have given to the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. The website, again, is aastudentbuilding.org. That's aastudentbuilding.org. And don't forget, you can get out there and support this great program. Flip it out for student builders. The Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program's 11th Annual Pancake Supper, $10 a ticket. $9 a ticket for 10 or more. You can contact Bragg Ann Arbor for tickets. You can go to braggannarbor.com, and they're going to have a pancake bar with chocolate chips, strawberries, whipped cream, chocolate syrup, Sausage, fresh fruit, and beverages are all included in this, and it's a big fundraiser. It's going to support scholarship opportunities for these kids who want to go to college or go into the construction-related field of study. Their new house they're building in the Kirkway of Sio subdivision over on Ann Arbor's west side. We wish all of you well, guys. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Very impressive young people there. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to walking through that house when you guys complete it. Our thanks also to Grant Welch, teaching assistant, who works under Mark Valsheen, the home building instructor for the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. And again, thanks to these fine students, Alex Enrique Shakespeare, Zyers Ruff, Anna Ortega, and Drew Jackson. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.